Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We'll play blind karaoke a little bit later. We have a big wheel. We spin it, whatever it lands on. You have to sing, and you don't have any words in front of you, so it's just like survival. But the category is country love songs, so I will give you that. Blind karaoke coming up a little later on this morning. All right, let's get started here. Oh, yeah, 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 Eddie, you're up first. Here he is, our video producer, Producer Eddie.
Our youth is just losing it.
Our youth
is losing it. Let me tell you why. I'm at the grocery store, and I'm just trying to buy bread. And there is a maybe 16-year-old girl. She's unpacking stuff and loading into the shelves or whatever. And I hear her on her Bluetooth going like, man, you tell that beep. If I see her on the street, I'm going to beep, beep, beep. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Lucky for her, my kids were not there or else I would have been like, hey, watch your mouth. My kids are here. But I didn't say anything. I thought about going to the manager and being like, this employee that you have on aisle 7 is cursing up a storm talking to someone
you've
on
done
her Bluetooth.
You done. I would have, and I almost did.
I didn't.
What did you do?
So far, you've done nothing.
I walked away, and I said, I'm going to tell the show about this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did.
You got her.
But if your kids had been there, you definitely
if her kids would have been there, you would have just been like, kids, come on, walk
well,
away.
Yeah, get away, get away.
Here's the thing. When I was like a teenager, we were at Pizza Hut, and there was a table next to us that started cursing up a storm. My dad got up and told him to stop saying bad words, and it was so embarrassing to me and my brother.
You remember that, huh?
I'll never forget it. So I don't know even if my kids were there, I would tell her anything.
You wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have done
I'd
anything.
I'd want to, though,
you
man.
Would have just walked away.
They just can't be doing that. Like, especially, she's at work.
Is that the new segment you're pitching? They just can't be doing that.
Especially at work.
I don't like it.
I mean, to me, I just hear that she's on the phone at work.
Yeah.
Taking a personal call.
Yeah, it was more the bad words, and she was, like, screaming them.
Yeah, but if she doesn't take a personal call at work, the bad words don't ever show up.
What if it was something she really needed to handle?
Then go back in the break room.
Well, that was definitely some drama in her life, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, thank you. Up next, here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Cool. Look, I come to you, Bobby, because I need a huge favor, because you have written so many books. In your latest one, Stanley the Dog's First Day at School, is a kid's book. Well, my nephews, who are twins, they're turning 4 coming up next week. And so I was just like, you know what? What better gift than 2 signed copies of Stanley the dog, because if they're twins, you got to get two.
Yeah.
What I hear is, what better gift than a free one?
Mm-hmm. No. You got to think. I'm shaping their future. I'm giving them a book. It teaches them to read, and it teaches them a life lesson.
Most siblings that get books, if they have to sign them, they just get one book and they write both their names in it. Why would
you get
two?
But they're twins, so they, if you only give them one, they fight. It's going to fight. Well, when they're
then
twins,
you say this: we're going to rip this book in half, and whomever steps up first and goes, no, keep the book together and give it to my brother, that's the one that gets the book.
Oh, that's good.
I think they're a little too young to understand that rule. Mm. They'll be like, yeah, rip it.
then they each have one.
There are only four.
I mean, I have one up here. I don't know if that...
You have one over here, too.
Didn't you already sign it, though?
This one?
Yeah, didn't you sign those?
This one? No. I can sign. I'm sure we have a couple. I'll get you two books.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, happy birthday to the nephews.
Do an endorsement. Free the gift. You have to do an endorsement, though, now. Talking about how good Bobby Bones writes Stanley the Dog the first day at school. Get it on Amazon. Go.
Listen, guys, there's this new book. It's changing the way kids think. It's changing the way kids act. It's teaching them all about life. Stanley the Dog, First Day at School. You can go to Amazon.com right now, purchase it. It'll be shipped right to your door. And oh my goodness, you're going to see a new favorite book in your kids' hands in a matter of days.
Count yourself with two new books.
Yeah!
Especially at Amazon.com. That's right. All right, up next, here she is. Amy!
I got an email from my neighborhood saying that someone showed up on a neighbor's doorstep at 2 a.m., knocked softly, almost to seem like maybe they were checking to see, is anybody home? Because, you know, we recently had fall break. A lot of people have been traveling. And then they sat there on the porch for a while, got a phone call, and then left. And so they were just letting people know that this is a weird thing to happen at 2 a.m. And I'm wondering, wow, did he get a phone call from his boss? Like, hey, call off the burglary.
I don't think that's how that works.
I
think you have to make the decision when your feet on the ground. Call off the burglary. Mm-hmm. It's probably a misunderstanding. Like Amazon comes by at like 11 o'clock sometimes.
Oh, all time of the day.
It's 2 a.m.
Overnight.
That would be a little
overnight.
Weird.
That's tough.
Or like maybe he thought
Amazon
he was...
Amazon does deliver at 4 a.m. sometimes. You can pick the 4 to 8 a.m. delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's Amazon because they shouldn't show up in all black.
Yeah, it was a hoodie.
That's
all
weird.
The
that is weird. I would just think it would be some sort of misunderstanding if they got a phone call and they left. You don't really get a page going, hey, never mind, we're going to go.
Yeah.
That's not really a thing.
Maybe his buddy's like, hey, I got a better house. Come meet me.
After, but what he'd say is, we got another one after you get that one.
Oh.
But yeah, I'd be on hyper alert.
We are.
I'd have all the
now.
Alarms and I would sleep with my finger on the trigger.
Ooh, dang.
I'd have the gun up.
Careful, though.
That's why.
Yeah, because my neighborhood also, like last year, had that shooting. Crazy.
It's crazy.
From Mountain Pine, he doesn't drink wine. Some people think it's Bobby Jones, but it's really Bobby Bones. He can whoop a kangaroo, and he's one tough buckaroo.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. That's me.
Good rhymes.
Thank you very much. On the voicemail right there, appreciate that. He didn't even leave his name. I'd love to shout him out. Some days you come in, you know it's going to be a great day, right? Like you can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You can just go, today's going to rock. That is not today for me.
Uh-oh.
I accidentally wore mismatch brand shoes and socks.
What?
And it ruins a whole day for me. I can't stop thinking about it. I have Nike socks on. Adidas shoes. I'd never do that. It was dark this morning.
What?
I can't stop thinking about
you
it.
You always
this
match
brands?
This
is what is ruining your day?
I don't always match brands, but I don't mismatch brands. Because there are socks that are just generic.
Sure.
But I have a Nike check on these socks that are with Adidas shoes, and I cannot stop thinking about it. And it's going to ruin my day. And I'm going to call it right now. Something bad's going to happen to me today.
Yeah.
Like, we should work through this, because this is not a
big deal. We should work through it. I'm going to take the socks off and just go completely barefoot, go full Tom Sawyer.
That's not a bad idea.
Exactly.
Or do we need to call someone to get you some Adidas socks?
Stat.
Or Nike.
Go to Amazon.com.
Get it right away.
But it was dark and I did the wrong and now I'm just freaking out that today is going to be ruined because of that. Huh. Welcome to my life, everybody. It's a little peek inside my head.
Whew.
And here's another 4 hours and 50 minutes of it. Glad you're here. All right. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm kind of in a predicament. I'm buying a house in the next couple of months. I told a friend a year and a half ago she could live with me once I bought the house. Well, she put a deposit down on a puppy a month ago. And don't get me wrong, I do like dogs. I just don't want a puppy living in my new house. and I really don't want to live with a dog at this stage in my life. I know it's my house, and I should be able to just tell her that I don't want a dog living with me. But it's more difficult than that because she's one of my best friends. I could really use some advice on how to handle the situation. Signed, soon-to-be new homeowner, hopefully, not new dog owner. It's interesting because I wonder if you knew. I wonder if she knew her friend was getting a dog. Like if she wanted a dog. That year and a half is a long time to put a deposit and wait also to live somewhere too. But it's tough because the friend has a dog. She already paid for the dog. She's got that dog. She loves that dog probably already. And now you're saying you can live here, but your dog can't. I think if you didn't have that discussion before she moved in about the rules of the house, it's going to be a tough one to fairly enforce. You can enforce it any way you want at your house, but you may also get in a big fight with a friend and possibly lose a friend too. Possibly lose someone living with you if you're depending on that money to help you pay the mortgage. Because sometimes that's how you supplement a house payment or an expensive apartment. You have somebody to live with you so they can help you pay that off. And so my suggestion is get to loving the dogs.
Oh, wow.
Have the conversation about how to make sure the dog. I'm going to be honest with you too, emailer, because you didn't put your name there. You're going to love this dog too. It may be annoying for a minute. Never met a dog I didn't love. Eventually. And if it's a puppy, there will be a lot of hard times. Pooping and peeing. But I think you'll probably love the dog. Oh. And I understand it's a new house. Like a new car. You're like, don't eat in my car. I just got it. It's new. Okay, smash cut. 4 weeks later, you're eating a manwich while you're driving down the road paying a credit card with your knee. You know? So that happens. But I think unless you've established the rules before she went and got the dog, it's going to be very uncomfortable to say now, no dog. You can. It's your house. No doubt. But you didn't establish that. You might lose someone living with you and you might lose a friend in it. So my first suggestion would be to now set the rules about the dog. Because if you don't want to lose a friend or get in a big fight, because she ain't giving the dog back. She ain't giving the dog back. She's just, that's not going to happen. Is to now set the rules about the dog. I think that's where your compromise is if you're willing to compromise. That's my advice. You probably don't want to hear that, but that's what I think. Amy?
Yeah, you either do that or if you're not willing to compromise with the dog.
Be like, I didn't do it. And then start over and say, no dogs in the new house.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just said that came to me.
To avoid any resentment, you're going to just have to have the uncomfortable conversation that like, hey, I'm going to have to look for a new roommate and here's your deposit back. I love you as a friend, but I just cannot live with the dog.
Yeesh. You won't be friends anymore.
No.
What?
Won't.
Really?
No, probably not.
Not for a couple years.
Why?
That's a big one. I'm kicking you out of my house because you're doing something that wasn't even a rule that was broken.
Oh my gosh. Like I feel like that's weird. That's on the friend. Like the friend, if I was the friend getting told that, I'd be like, okay, wow, I understand.
Now
dog
am I supposed
is
to
a
live?
Big thing.
I already paid my deposit.
Yeah, it was a living situation.
I planned to live here.
But then I got a dog.
Yeah, but there was no rule against dogs.
Okay, well.
So what do you expect me to do? I couldn't get a dog. And I've already paid my deposit. There's nowhere else to live. People that are coming into the next house have already taken over.
And I would say, oh my goodness, I didn't think to talk about a dog because I didn't know you were.
You know what? No,
one.
You just didn't think, did you?
Oh wow,
now I'll
that's
take the whole
how you.
House.
Then okay, I actually don't want to be your
guy.
Friend.
Now I squat.
Like if
this is exactly how the argument's going to be.
This is exactly
it.
I'm just playing the other person.
No,
oh, then you're not even thinking about me. You're thinking about you being selfish. You never said there was a rule for the dog. No. You're not. And so I.
Oh, wow. Like, this would not. I don't want to live with you anymore.
Oh, there we go. There we go. And this is bull crap.
And then they're not friends anymore.
Exactly.
Well, we just acted out what is going to happen.
That's exactly right.
Good luck with that. But it sounds like if that's how they react, you don't want to be friends anyways.
Yeah, you do. They're a good friend. They love dogs.
Anybody I love dogs too, yeah. But if you don't want a dog in your brand new house.
Classic dog hater, am I right? If you want to stay friends, allow the dog in. Just set big rules on the dog. That's what I think. You want to add anything, Eddie?
No, I mean, you're right. I think the boundaries of the dog's fine. Like, that's tough. It's tough because, like, you know, you made those plans, but having a dog in your brand new house, that's hard too. I understand it. But if you set that, like, hey, the dog can't sit on couches, the dog can't do this, whatever. You got to take it out 5 times a day, whatever. You got to set those rules early because if you don't, that's going to be trouble.
Learning lesson. Set your rules early. You didn't address it.
Take all animals into consideration that someone might may or may not purchase.
Don't give the if she gives the dog up, I'm gonna be mad.
Nah, that won't happen.
Okay. All right. There you go. Thank you for the email. That's an uncomfortable one, but we shared what we would do. And Amy and I got into a fake fight over it.
That was good, guys.
And now we're no longer friends.
Yeah. And now I just moved out. All right, thank you. Morgan, if they want to email us, what do they do?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I do think this is one of my favorite segments of the entire week. It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
With our first fun fact, it's Amy. Amy?
Well, a tree with darker leaves than the surrounding trees, that can indicate that a dead body is buried beneath it.
Oh, every dark?
Could it be a dead animal, though, too?
Oh, that's true.
A dead body of, yeah, I guess anything. Yeah. But at some point in time, something dead is there and it's darkened.
I think the mob is in my woods because I got a couple of those trees. And I think there's dead bodies under there.
Let's dig it. Find out.
It's Stand By Me. There's a dead body in there, guys. Let's go get it. All right, up next with this fun fact, it is Eddie.
Man, President Teddy Roosevelt, he had a pet hyena. Isn't that crazy? It was a gift from the Ethiopian emperor.
Can they make those domestic? I mean, can they, like,
I mean, I think it was already a pet. So the emperor gave it to Teddy, and he had it. But Teddy also had a one-legged rooster, a badger, a pony, and a small bear. So apparently he had a bunch of pets.
Let me walk through this. The first one's a hyena.
Yep.
I'm going to pass on that one. Seems a little too wild. Even if he isn't, I think his parents probably were. And I think hyena got a hyena on me a
That's
little
right.
bit.
That's right.
So I'm going to pass on the hyena. Next up was a...
one-legged rooster.
Love it.
That's cool.
Poor guy just needed a home.
That's funny.
Yeah, next up...
that's a badger.
I'm going to pass on a badger. They're pretty aggressive.
That's honey badger, I think.
Just a badger, okay. though. Like, I wouldn't mess with a badger. They're not to be messed with at all. All right, next.
A pony. Pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty easy. I like a Shetland, though.
Oh, those are
cute.
A
little tiny Shetland pony. And finally...
a small bear.
But does it grow? Is it small because it's young?
That's a good question.
If it stays small,
and like a teacup,
and I can hold it in my arm, I probably want to keep it.
Like, I've always wanted a panda, but man, I mean, he's going to grow up and kill me, right, someday?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So cute, though.
Probably really strong. All right, let's go to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what's your fun fact?
Everybody knows who Charles Dickens is?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that wrote A Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
He was so gross, he used someone's skin flap as a bookmark.
Ew.
What's a skin flap?
But that sounds like something you would do.
Like, he took someone's piece of skin and used it as the bookmark.
That's like Jeffrey Dahmer type sounding
stuff.
Yeah,
that's like just.
But you picking someone gross is weird because you will peel off all your toenails
and eat them
and put them on a pile and then eat them all.
I line them up on my thigh and snack on them while I'm watching TV.
This is so disgusting.
Don't you even use them to pick your teeth?
Sometimes.
But it's him talking about somebody being gross that makes me go, this is a weird one for you to pick. Is it like goals?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd use a skin flap as a
bookmark. Yeah, but you have Thanksgiving toenails. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, what's your fun fact?
If you ever see a group of bunnies running around together, they have a name, just like any group of animals, and that name is a fluffle. A group of bunnies is a fluffle.
Fluffle?
I'd remember that because we'll use it in a trivia question soon.
Fluffle.
That's not easy trivia.
Fluffy the bunny.
But I'm just telling you right now, fluffle. It's called a fluffle. A group of bunnies is called a...
Fluffle.
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 I'll remember that.
You should never forget that.
I'll forget it.
And then finally, did you know a woman was picked in the NBA draft?
No, how?
I think.
Yeah.
You did know?
Yeah.
Do you know her story?
Yes. Her name? No.
Okay.
Good try.
Her name is Lucia Harris, and the Jazz took her in the 7th round in 1977. But do you know why she didn't play?
Why?
She's pregnant.
Wow.
She never played in a game.
She must have been so good.
Two picks later, the Kansas City Kings drafted the athlete we now know as Caitlyn Jenner, hoping Jenner would give up track for basketball, and that didn't happen either.
I didn't know that either. That's crazy.
So there you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A 100-year-old man in Ohio just set a Guinness World Record for being the world's oldest working... doctor.
100 years old. Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
He has been practicing medicine since 1947.
He found penicillin.
He continues to see patients twice a week. And there's a documentary being made about him called What's Next, or he's a part of the documentary. His wife, Sue, she's 89, still works as well. But,
A tomcat still getting the younger ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he's gaining popularity on TikTok. And here he is telling people the three things that he would never do as a doctor.
These are three things I would never do as a doctor. I would never smoke. I'd never jump on a trampoline. Because I've seen too many people paralyzed from their necks down. Oh. And I wouldn't ride a motorcycle.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't sound too old.
He actually looks pretty good for 100.
Wow.
But like, let's say you go to the doctor and you know. He's a urologist, by the way. and you find
anybody that was hanging out with Babe Ruth though.
Yeah, or saw him play. Yeah,
it's tough. He's a urologist.
No, sorry, I meant neurologist.
Okay. Oh, difference.
But he's not doing surgeries, right?
Difference.
I don't know. Okay.
But hopefully he doesn't think he's a urologist.
Oh boy.
Listen, it's great. I love it. I'm sure he has just been around, has seen so many people go through so many things, and has such a wealth of knowledge by just what he's been able to experience in his own life.
Yeah, because he was in World War II, mm-hmm. Korean War. He's got a lot of experience.
He does.
Way back.
That's good. Good for him. Awesome story. You know what else I like to watch on TikTok? I guess I don't like to watch him. I haven't seen him yet. The old traffic cop guy lives in Providence. You guys watch that?
No.
It's like an 85-year-old judge. He's hilarious. And they put cameras in his courtroom. And he like gives him a life lesson. It's like called like Lost in Providence or something.
No,
but
that sounds...
on TikTok? Guy's funny. Old guy. I bet if you watched it, you'd see a clip and be like, oh, I've seen some of his stuff before. Okay. But really good. All right, Amy, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. It's the easiest trivia game ever. Lunchbox, question number 1. What color is the Twitter logo?
Blue and white.
Blue, correct. Yeah, oh. Little bird. Eddie, what color is the Simpsons family skin?
Yellow.
Correct. Morgan, what color is Rudolph's nose?
Red.
Correct. Amy, what color is Barney the dinosaur?
Purple.
Correct. Now, if you miss it, you'll hear this sound right here.
You've been booed.
You don't want to give up. Lunchbox is the champion. He won the whole season as you played a 5. He's also winning this season. It is a streak like I've never seen before.
He keeps banging against
the mic and not saying anything, so it just sounds like somebody's hitting
the microphone. It's the tiara, folks. It's the championship crown.
Ready. If you miss it, you're out. You get boned. Eddie's sitting up. He's that meme where the guy's playing video games and then leans forward.
Get closer to the screen.
Here we go. Question number 1. Easy trivia. Lunchbox, you're the champ. You go first. In this classic TV show, Lassie, in the category of animals, is what kind of animal?
A dog.
Correct. Eddie, in the movie Bambi, what kind of animal is Bambi?
Bambi's a deer.
Correct. Morgan, the category is animals. In Jaws, what kind of animal is Jaws?
A shark.
Correct. Garfield is what kind of animal, Amy?
Cat.
Correct. Good. Yeah, we'll give you a little clap on that one.
Come on.
Clap. Easy trivia. Category is years.
Oh.
Years. Amy, no, Lunchbox, how many years are in a decade?
10.
Correct. Eddie, how many years are in a century?
100.
Correct. Morgan, how many years are in a millennium?
1,000.
Correct.
Wow!
Amy.
Okay.
If something takes place biannual, how many times does it happen in a year?
Twice.
Correct.
Wow.
Let's give yourself a clap.
Yeah.
We get a little harder. Easy trivia. 4 people remain. Everybody's in the game. Government agency acronyms.
Love it.
Is your next category.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox, what does the C stand for in CIA?
Central.
Correct.
Yes!
Eddie, what does the B stand for in FBI?
Bureau.
Correct.
Oh, I thought it was body. Female body inspector.
What?
No, that's a t-shirt from that spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, Padre. Morgan, what does the R stand for in IRS?
Oh, man. IRS. I don't know. I think all I knew was CIA and FBI. Research.
IRS. Ooh. She says it's research.
You've been boned.
It's revenue, Internal Revenue Service.
That makes sense.
Morgan, good to see you. Amy, what does the D stand for in DEA?
Drug.
Correct. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Whoa.
Nice job.
All right.
Come on. 3 people remain.
Oh,
the next category is count.
Like Dracula?
Who knows?
Yeah, like...
Let's get to it. If you can't sleep, you should count what? Lunchbox. If you can't sleep, they say you should just count blank.
Oh, well, this, I mean, everybody does something different. I don't know what.
No, there's one general. If you can't sleep, they say to count blank.
Bikinis.
I say cows jumping over the moon.
That's hey diddle diddle. It is not the answer, though. I'm sorry.
You've been booed.
Wow.
All right, you two. What do you count?
Sheep.
Yeah, cool.
I thought he was sandbagging.
I did, too. That's such an easy one. I thought he was sandbagging for sure.
Man.
Lunchbox has been eliminated.
Wow. Down goes the champ.
Eliminated. Eddie.
Come on.
Not counting jokers. How many cards are there in a standard deck of playing cards?
52.
Correct.
Golly. That is not easy.
Amy, what's the name of the vampire-like Muppet on Sesame Street?
Count Dracula. Count Tacculus. Count.
You've been booed.
I don't know it. That's what
he's the count.
It's just
right?
The count. Yeah,
because he counts numbers.
It's just the count, and that's ball game.
Yeah,
Eddie, big win coming back.
One winner. Yes.
So I think Eddie and Lunchbox are now tied this season 2-2.
Oh, man.
What is this for?
I'm putting way too much stress on myself during this game.
It's Lunchbox 2, Eddie 2, Amy 1.
Okay.
Morgan,
I'm
good
still
to
in
see
it.
You.
Just here, hanging out. Zero. Next week, boys.
Nice job, Eddie.
Thank you.
Got you a win under your belt. Let's trying to get go. That tiara
I mean,
back.
We handed it to you.
Count
that
wins.
Like the count?
How many wins do I have?
You got
two wins.
It's not funny.
A voicemail left last night from John.
Hey, this is for Lunchbox. Do you think possibly they stole those pumpkins because you are so famous? Is that maybe a possibility? Maybe they're keeping them in a bag in their room. I don't know.
Collector's item?
That would be
awesome.
Yeah,
I did think about that I was targeted because of my fame, and that is a very strong possibility. But I don't know about the bag in the room. I don't understand. That sounds kind of creepy.
Right, they love you.
They love you. They probably want some of your body hair, too.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, you should be like, wow, that's awesome.
No, I don't think, I mean, I do maybe
there
think.
There are pictures of you sleeping in their house, too.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's weird then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, like no, but like yes. You're not weird with celebrities.
Right, but you don't think it could be that I was a celebrity targeted.
Like the, what was that group called that targeted celebrities?
Ring Bling. Bling Ring.
The Bling Ring, that could be it.
Yeah.
They stole your pumpkins that you stole too.
You guys could be next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A study found snoozing your alarm 2 or 3 times isn't that bad for you.
Who did the study? Alarm Clocks of America? Trying to bring them back?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, I've heard better.
Yeah. Ideally, what they say is best is to go to bed early and wake up naturally with no alarm.
Exactly.
But
they want us to go full
that?
Hippie. And I guess they think if you just go to work, that's good these days. Like, even if you snooze, as long as you get to work, that's good. I don't believe one study. Show me 10.
Okay. They say, but whether or not you hit snooze, it doesn't make a huge difference. But a few years ago, you convinced me to stop snoozing. You hooked me up with a listener that was my accountability partner, and we did it. We broke the habit, and I don't snooze anymore.
And do you feel better because
I feel better for it.
There's another study that equals that one out. One right here from people you know.
I know, but this might be good for people that are still snoozing. Like, go ahead, keep it on.
No. Don't do that.
Why?
Just wake up.
Would you ever be able to just wake up naturally on time for this job?
I wake up naturally every day.
But way too early.
Oh, yeah, way, way early.
Yeah, way different
early.
Times. Yeah.
What I mean is, do you have that gift? Because my mom had that gift. She would tell herself before bed, I need to wake up at 5 a.m. And she wouldn't set an alarm and she would wake up at 5 a.m.
I wouldn't trust it enough that that would keep me up knowing that I couldn't trust it. So I'd be like,
right.
Yeah.
And now I wake up 3, 4, 5 times a night anyway, miserably, every night. So, yeah, I get up, no problem. I've been up for 7 hours already. All right, what else?
A woman put together a Halloween display in her front yard featuring what looks like a body that's wrapped in plastic. And it was apparently so realistic that someone called the police to report a crime.
Okay.
No, guys.
Again, America has turned into a bunch of wussies. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's Halloween.
Well, let's go to our 911 expert.
Lunchbox, would you call 911?
No.
Hey, let's check in with our correspondent who's called 911 over 10 times. Go ahead.
No, and here's the thing. You think they would just leave the dead body in the front yard?
Exactly. Like, but they, no, guys, they ain't thinking.
The feet were poking out of the wrappings that was shaped like a human body.
What
and
if it was, though, and it was their way to hide it?
Oh.
They put a real body out there.
Now's the time to do that.
Hide in plain sight?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody relax on calling the cops over Halloween costumes. or Halloween decorations, or Halloween things hanging from trees, skeletons hanging from trees.
Except for also, if it does look really real, you might need a call.
And also, it might be a compliment to the people if you do call and go, well, this, I think it might be. And the cops get there like, you have a dead body? They're like, no, but thank you.
I worked hard on
wow.
this.
Wow. Yeah, what else?
Kane Brown wants to do a rock collaboration with Slipknot or Korn.
Why do you say it like that? Because Slipknot's harder than Korn.
Oh, it's hard stuff.
They're like, the ones, the clowns?
I just don't.
Yeah.
I cannot listen
clowns,
to that.
Not clowns, but masks.
Oh, clown masks.
Yeah. Masks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know that they're clown. Yeah, there's, ooh. But not all of them. They're not a bunch of clowns. Oh,
okay. I'm not sure. I don't even know what they
say. They're clearly not experts in Slipknot.
I did see the guy from Korn, though, Jonathan Adams.
He's got all the little dreads.
I saw him. Playing at a high school the other day because the kid was a big fan doing Battle of the Bands, and they reached out. He just showed up and played with them.
Yeah, I saw that clip.
And he was like, all right, let's go. Jonathan Davis is his name, Jonathan Davis. And it was awesome.
The auditorium went wild.
And I'm not even a Korn fan. They were a little too hard for me, although they did have Freak on a Leash, which is pretty cool back in the day. But yeah, it was a really cool thing for him to do.
Well, thanks to Mike D here, we have an exclusive clip of what a collab would sound like. Here's Like I Love Country Music featuring Slipknot.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Mike D, nice job over there remixing that thing. Remix!
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week in Staten Island, New York, Jackie, you know, cleaning up the house, takes the trash out to the trash can, puts it by the curb, trash truck comes, dumps the trash in. And then she's in the house and she's like, wait a minute, where's that special ring that was sitting on the table? She realized she threw it away into the trash truck. So she goes chasing it through the neighborhood. Stop that truck! Stop that truck! She's like, I threw my ring away. And you think they're going to just laugh at her, right? Nope. Trash truck pulls over and they just empty the trash bag by bag by bag until they find the ring.
I never thought they'd laugh at her, though.
Never. I was like, oh, wow.
Is that what you thought they would do?
Yeah.
That's like, what he would
I'm
do.
Not going to dig through all this. Like, yeah. You know how much trash is in a trash truck?
I imagine a lot.
A lot. And they sat there and went bag by bag by bag until they found the ring. I mean, that is like hours of work. Digging through the trash for a little ring. The odds of you, and here's probably, I would have thought.
Wouldn't you know your bag though? At least color. Like immediately you go, okay, it's a white bag.
Okay, you know how many white bags there are?
Or black bag. I don't know, but it probably eliminates some.
Okay, you're right. I'll give you that. But let's just think. Realistically.
And it's probably near the top.
Yeah, because they were just there. You were able to flag them down.
Yeah. So it's probably like 1 in 15 bags. And then you can probably look at the very top of the trash.
I mean, it doesn't say she realized in 30 seconds. It could have been 2 blocks later. But my whole thing is, you probably, if you're the trash guy, you're probably thinking, lady, it's probably on your bathroom counter and you just missed it.
That's true, too.
Like, I mean, realistically, it's somewhere in the house.
Depending how crazy she looked running at me. Am I going to think? So they found it.
Found it, and she gave him a big hug.
Maybe she didn't have the money to tip him.
I'm just saying. That was
Would
nice.
You have tipped him?
No. No. I mean, maybe. They went above and beyond.
I would have to find a way to do something.
Talk yourself
special.
Into it. He's talking himself into
it
right
they
now.
They went above and beyond. So, I mean, maybe I wouldn't give them a hug. That'd be weird because they probably smell like trash. But
valid point.
I mean, they're garbage.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I may break off a 10.
But you have more than 10 to get.
No, but 10 each. That's 20.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, because there's probably two guys on a truck, right? Two or three.
They'd be like, what? What just happened?
A 10, they would definitely laugh at that, right?
Like, why is that weird guy caring about a special ring? All right, that's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's a tough story. Rita Wilson, she's a big-time actress. She's married to Tom Hanks. She's a singer. I was interviewing her about her parents, and her dad escaped from Bulgaria, and she told the story about how he would keep getting caught and what they did the last time that they caught him. Now, this is just to get to America. I mean, and she started crying while telling the story. Is it crazy? Listen to this.
Tries to escape, gets caught, goes. They say to him, if you try to escape again, we're going to make you an enemy of the state. And we're going to put you in jail. He does it again. He gets caught and they put him in a labor camp. And this labor camp was one of the most severe labor camps at the time, communist labor camp. He gets a job. It's a coal sort of mining labor camp. And he notices that at the night shift, there are these trains that come in and they pick up. He wanted to work the night shift because he knew if he worked the night shift, he had a plan.
And they had the plan, and I don't want to tell you what happened. Well, he didn't die because he got to America and then had Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow.
But to have the bravery to escape that.
God. I had goosebumps.
He basically paid off a guard with cigarettes, and they escaped running beside a train, and the guys not being able to see in between the gaps because they ran right along the side of it. And then they came after them, and he got out, got to America, and met her mom, obviously. And she's like, he was so proud of America. Because he was able to have a life and able to create his. It's a, you just hear about people from Hollywood and you're like, ah, but it was easy for them. I mean, it's a crazy story about her parents. It's on the Bobbycast right now. It's from Rita Wilson. It's just a great, great episode of that. So I hope you check it out this weekend. If you have nothing to do, go search it up. It's time now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why do ghosts pick their nose?
Why do ghosts pick their nose?
To get the boogers.
That was the Morning Corny.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys... Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. It's time for blind karaoke. You can't see the words because there are none. Now, you may know the songs or how you think they might go. It's your job to get up and sing it best you can.
Oh, boy.
The category is country love songs. There are songs like Shania Twain, You're Still the One. Tim McGraw, It's Your Love. Garth Brooks, To Make You Feel My Love. Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy. All country love songs. Up first, our defending champion, it is Producer Eddie. Let's go, Eddie.
What's Woo! Your man?
That's Josh Turner.
So, Eddie, song would you like on the wheel if you had to pick?
The only one I'm very comfortable with is Ring of Fire.
Which one would you not be comfortable with?
All the rest. I mean, Love Story, Taylor Swift. I don't know that one.
It'd be a struggle.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does. Let's spin that wheel!
Come on, Love Story. Let's go, Love Story.
Ring of Fire, baby.
Eddie, you'll be singing.
Love.
Oh, you missed it by one.
Stop it. I'm not singing this.
You have to sing this.
This is Dolly.
I Will Always Love You.
At least it's the Dolly version.
I don't know which version it is. But it's I Will Always Love You, written by Dolly Parton.
Dang.
We're going to let you hear a little clip of it first. That's tough. Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You.
Honey, you know what I'm thinking. You say I may not always love you. I will. There's a place in my heart. How does this even go?
Oh.
And I feel you, and when I see your eyes, it makes me feel things that I would normally not feel. And I will always love you. Oh, I will always love you. Should I go second verse? Honey, you.
No, you shouldn't. All right, there he is, Eddie. There he is, Eddie.
I wasn't about to hit the high note, so I had to go.
You can
low.
Do whatever you want. It's your performance.
It's your chance.
No, you stop. Stop. Judges, write your scores down. Scuba Steve, Mike D, and myself. You get a score of 1 to 10. We'll average them out. We'll declare a winner coming up a little later. And whoever scores the lowest eats the hot gummy bear. All right, here we go.
No. That was not the rule.
I'm out.
What?
No, we're not doing that.
What? All right, next up to play blind karaoke country love songs is Amy. Here she is.
Woo!
Amy, it's been a while since you scored well. And by a while.
Ever?
It's been tough.
Ever.
It's been tough.
Okay. Well, this is your wheelhouse, Amy.
This is it.
These are your
what
songs.
What song do you want? About any of the songs?
I mean, I think I could. I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had to pick one, though.
Okay, fine. Probably Love Story.
Taylor Swift?
She's in Love with the Boy.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, so Trisha or Taylor, my girls.
Okay, Amy's on the stage. She has the microphone in her hand. Now we're going to spin the wheel and see what she sings.
Oh!
No words.
Come on.
Let's
spin that wheel!
Come on, Love Story.
Just tell me. I'm not looking.
You got it.
Your man.
Your man.
The one you wanted.
Wait.
One you were like, what's that one?
Yep. Don't even know that song.
Okay. Here's a clip. Yeah, you will when you hear it. Go ahead.
Just to be your man.
Oh. Eddie, that's the wrong.
I can't believe
that. Yeah, that's the wrong song you were singing. The same song?
Funny it baby, is? Don't you let
Yeah, that's right.
He's right. All right, here we go. Ray, hit the song. Oh.
Here we go.
Get low, Amy.
Got it.
Written by Chris Stapleton, everybody.
Lil Jon, Get Low.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait for it. I'll give you the cue here. I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Okay. Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put on music, something soft and slow.
Okay.
Hey.
Cause baby, we ain't got no place to go.
All right.
I hope you understand. I've been thinking about you all day long.
She knows a lot of it.
Baby, I've never felt something this strong. So when you come home, know you're turning me on.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I just want to be your man. Oh. So baby, lock them doors and walk through the door.
Yeah. Not exactly.
But hurry. I can be your man. Just take it slow. Just know that I have to do. Baby, lock the doors.
There she is.
I don't know.
Good job,
you know, for the first time ever, Amy told us to shut up so she could listen to the background vocals to figure out the words.
Yeah, to go.
See, there she is again. You know, I don't know if that's loud.
What?
Making a shut up to hear the background vocals.
That was pretty good. That was good.
Yeah. Interesting.
That was
technique,
a bold strategy.
But I will say, I liked it. And baby, take that.
Baby, turn her
Do laugh. What you know. Do what you know. There she is with her performance. Give it up for Amy.
Yeah, good job.
That's great. All right, so the next two are going to be Lunchbox and Abby. Lunchbox, as you look at the wheel.
Oh, I already know my song, man. Let me just have it.
I bet she's in love with the boy.
I know that one.
Is it the one you want?
Nah.
Which one do you want?
Man, there's some of those. I don't even know what they are. Okay. The one I want is, where'd it go? It's Your Love.
How do you think that one starts?
Tim McGraw.
How do you think it starts?
Dancing in the dark.
Oh, he knows it.
Middle of the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he does know.
Which one do you tight. Not know at all? Like, you like no chance.
Ring of Fire.
Wait, that's...
that's a classic, man.
Broken Road. Oh, You're Rascal Still the Flat. One.
I haven't heard anything as pure as you singing Rascal Flatts.
Die really a Happy nice. Man? No idea.
Do you know who sings that?
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Okay, we'll come back. Lunchbox will go.
Golly, I mean, I'm in trouble if I don't get the one.
And then Abby will go.
Let's
we'll have
go!
A champion here in Blind Karaoke.
Oh!
We'll come back. Yes, we'll come back right after this. Blind Karaoke, segment 2. Lunchbox has entered the stage.
Ah.
He has the microphone in his hand.
Let's go.
He's got his sweatpants on.
Yeah.
He got his hoodie ready. His track shoes on.
Let's go.
Did you ride your bike this morning?
No, too cold today.
It looks like you rode me. Yeah, it looks like you rode your bike here and did some laps around the building.
It was a little too cold. I got to get better gloves because when I ride in the cold, my hands are like, my knuckles are frozen.
Are you planning to ride your bike to work in the winter?
I would like to, yes. Yes, but it's cold. I'm telling you.
I would like to, yes.
Yes.
Frostbite. Yeah. Frostbite is a real thing.
All right, what song do you want up here on this?
I want It's Your Love. Okay. Tim McGraw, baby.
Give me to put it on it before we start.
So
No.
What is I Will Always Love You?
The one Eddie was saying.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, you won't get
that. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that performance.
All right, time to spin the wheel. Here we go. Hold on.
Okay.
Blind Karaoke, whatever he lands on, he gets no words. He has to sing from what he knows. Let's
spin that wheel!
Come on, Tim McGraw, let's go!
It's not going to be Tim McGraw.
Me and you, Tim!
You're Still the One. Who do you think sings that?
You're Still the One.
If you had to guess.
Oh, boy.
You're Still the One. Who do you think?
Guess anything.
Yeah.
Martina McBride.
You're not wrong. I mean, you're not right, but you're. I mean, you're in this.
What do you mean? He's wrong.
I mean, he's wrong, but I'm saying like he knows it's a woman, right?
Yeah, I can hear a woman's voice.
How would you sing it before we play the clip?
You're still the one. You're still the one I want for all time.
You're saying words. Like, mm-hmm. How would you sing a melody?
It. You're still the one I want all time.
Okay,
you're
close.
Still the one on my mind.
Eddie, it's not.
No,
that's not.
It's not that close.
Ray, would you play it for him?
You're still the one I want.
Oh, okay, got it.
Who sings that?
That's Shania.
That's right. Correct. Lunchbox Blind Karaoke doing Shania Twain, You're Still the One.
Looks like we made it.
Oh, he felt it.
Took the long way. Oh, yeah, baby. Is that right? Is that, and when does it start?
Looks like
made it. We took the long way about it. Because, get ready. When's it kick in? It hadn't started yet?
Looks.
No, it started already. You're supposed to tell me.
I did. I said, looks like we made it.
Hold on.
I literally told you where to go in.
You're the one I come running to in the middle of the night when I have a nightmare. You're still the one I want to lay next to and hug you and hold you and kiss you. You're still the one I want to cook for me. What? You're still the one I want to do my laundry.
Yeah, hey.
You're still the one I want to have kids with because you're still the one. You're still the one I dream about. You're still the one that makes my heart go beep, beep, beep. Oh. You're still the one I call my one and only because you're still the one I say I do. I love you because you're still the one that gets me. You're still
I thought he had like a big finish coming up, but he never stopped. He needs one big finish after
He's going to keep going, I think.
Yeah. I did cue you in. I did it with you. I said, you're still the one.
Oh, I thought you were just
singing. No, I said, looks like we made it. No. I was trying to lead you
look
in.
How far
you know what? That was a performance.
Yes!
You rhymed really well.
Thank you. Did I really?
Yeah.
It's tough for it to like you and do and move. But you did good.
And the cooking and the laundry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Give it up for Lunchbox.
Yeah! Man, I never get the song I want.
Yeah, you'd have sucked at that too, but.
No, you want to bet?
Look at the bright side.
You want to bet?
What?
How much you want to bet I'd suck at that song?
Which one?
It's Your Love. How much you want to bet?
If you win, you can do it.
Okay.
If you win, you're not going to do it.
Dang it. All right.
Abby, you're up next, our resident singer. She takes the stage.
Abby's going to dominate.
Abby, is there a song on this that you think you'd be the best at?
Oh, She's in Love with a Boy. Definitely.
Abby, back there. Organizing, coming up with segments, answering phones. She does it all, and now she's going to sing and hopefully win blind karaoke.
Oh, we'll see.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm nervous, yeah.
Let's spin that wheel!
Don't be a guy. I don't want a guy
song.
Come on,
love story.
It's Your Love.
Oh, it's Lunchbox's song.
You've got to be kidding me. See, why?
Nobody did anything to you. There's no
why. That was amazing that the one song I want, I never get it.
Gravity.
No, Showbiz. Maybe.
Yeah, that's Showbiz, baby. Thank you. Yeah. Do you know it, Abby?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do.
Let's just hit it then.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I know it better.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gosh. Yeah.
She knows so that part.
Let's go, Abby.
So do I.
Let's go, Abby.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin, and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Oh, baby.
Okay, there she is. There she is.
I get so shaky, dang it.
Yeah.
I hate when I do that.
But you got every single
word. It's something you don't do off in front of people you never see.
What? It's like us every day.
No, it's like a small group.
I know, Abby. I'm just giving you a hard time.
It's annoying.
Abby, thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to the judge. Oh, okay. If we can get some judging music, please, as we tabulate our votes. She did know all the words.
Yes,
yeah, everything. But I wouldn't know she nailed it.
So, looking at the scores here. All right.
What?
Mine here. What'd he say?
Eddie said she nailed it. And Lunchbox said something like, well, she knew all the words. I wouldn't say she nailed it.
Yeah.
So I was already adding up here. All right, all right.
Oh, so, adding up. He's working on mine.
Madden over here.
Oh, man. I knew that song.
I should have gone higher on
Yeah, you should have. You should have really gone for it, dude. You didn't go
I should have gone lower.
You should have.
Lock the doors.
I don't know how much lower. You, yeah, it was pretty good, Amy. You did pretty good. Dang. I had to do Shania karaoke.
Okay.
Isn't that a word?
That's we have our results.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Eddie, you're not going to repeat as champion.
Yeah. Oh, we knew that.
I didn't think so.
We knew that.
I didn't think so.
So Eddie won last week. Eddie, you have a total score of 14. I'll say this. Lunchbox, you have a score of 18.
Yeah! Oh, my God, I brought the hammer! I brought the hammer this
How
week,
How did
guys.
That happen?
Did you hear the performance? Did you watch it?
It was
You were
funny.
A witness?
Yeah.
You were a witness. I went for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Key. Let me teach you something.
Go for it. Teach
you
got to
go for it. And when you're up there,
something.
You got to go for it. You can't be scared. If it's a high note, go for
teach
it.
Teach him something, yeah.
I'd rather you go for He's it and miss right it now. Than not shoot for
You'd
it.
You'd rather, okay.
Yeah. Next up is, and this is not in order, but Lunchbox 18. Eddie 14.
That's not good.
Amy.
15.
13.
Wait,
Thank
what?
Goodness.
Abby's left, and there's no way she got the lowest score.
Oh, so yeah, you did finish last.
How did Eddie beat me?
Well, more talent.
No, I don't actually understand Obviously. That.
I got points for talent.
Amy, 13. Eddie, 14.
Oh, this is great news, guys. I'm heading to the stage.
Okay.
Lunchbox, 18.
I'm heading to the stage. So
you think you won?
Well, yeah.
You think you
Should
won?
Should I just go get the mic now?
I mean, if you think you won, you might as well go up there.
Yeah,
he's going up there.
He's going to do the song that Abby just did. But you don't know if Abby won or not.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Why are you going up there? You don't know if you won.
Yeah, yeah. Dancing in the dark.
Okay.
Middle of the night.
So Lunchbox's score was 18. If Abby
Taking
hit...
your hand.
Hey, hold on a second. I need to do this. If Abby hits 19, she wins. Do we feel like Abby hit 19?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Maybe like 27.
I mean...
27?
Absolutely.
What? Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Okay.
She got every word
Why
right.
Why are you on stage right now, though? You're like, you have the headphones on, you're on stage with the...
I got it popped. I'm ready to hear the music so I can sing because you said if I win, I get to sing It's Your Love.
Ray, do you have It's Your Love queued up just in case? Okay.
Dancing in the dark.
There it is.
Okay, here we go.
Middle
Abby,
of the night.
If you got 19, you are the winner.
Okay.
Abby, your score is
17.
What was that voice?
No, SpongeBob.
Your score is
a voice from above.
17.
Yes! Yes! Wow. I did it! Oh!
What on earth?
Wait, he didn't know any of the
hey,
words.
Hey, I can't hear you back there. It's my turn
you
to sing. Turn her down.
And here he is playing us out. All passion. Song. It's Lunchbox doing It's Your Love.
Tell me when it starts.
Well, no, you just said you knew it.
Oh, I know. I don't
okay,
know.
I'll cue you in. Congratulations on your win.
Thank
here
you.
We go. And.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, holding your hand and holding it tight. You that emotional touch. I'm feeling you next to me, asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. And people keep saying, what is it? And I say, it's your love. It does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. Will I ever get enough? Oh,
okay, I'm gonna put you on track. Here we go. Do.
It's your love. It does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. Oh, get enough.
Go for it.
Can I rise above it? Because it's your love.
Oh, my gosh.
It does something to me.
It's
your love. It's your love.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Today is October 21st, so you have 10 days to go watch that scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy lost the wheel, so she has to go watch Terrifier 2. Never seen Terrifier 1, but this movie is so gory and scary, people are passing out in the theaters. And so everybody's on the wheel. You spin, you lose, you go, win.
I don't know yet.
You only have 10 days.
I know, but I'll figure it out. Probably the weekend. So Halloween's on the 31st. So, I don't know, Saturday.
Why not just get it over with?
I wish I could. The movie's 2.5 hours long. I have a job. I have children. I have things.
So, speaking of children,
mm-hmm.
I know your daughter's really pestering you to go because she loves scary movies.
Yeah, it's her favorite genre.
Does she know how gory this one is?
Yes.
Okay, what is she saying to you? Just please, I'm an adult.
Yeah, she's like, Mom, it's really not that big of a deal. I know it's not real. And then she looks at me. You know it's not real, right? And I'm like, yes.
She teaches you it's not real.
That's her logic behind her letting me watch It, which I've allowed. And that other scary movie with the scissors in the promo where the freaky girl with the eyes. Us.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Mm. I don't like scary movies. I liked Us. It was just enough of a thriller to not be monster all the time.
Yeah.
But that other Jordan Peele movie?
Get Out.
Get Out.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
She's probably seen that too.
Get Out. What a.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything about it because it's so. You just need to watch it without knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
So are listeners shaming you for even thinking about taking your daughter?
Well, so I kind of thought they would be, right? But I'm actually getting messages from some listeners. They're like, we're taking our kids. You just came. Like one person said, hey, I'm literally just sending you a note to let you know that my kid loves horror movies and we're allowing it.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. And their son's 12.
What are you leaning
toward? My daughter's 15.
Are you leaning toward yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm honestly like a 50-50. Do I need to choose right now?
No, I just wonder where you're leaning.
I'm leaning that it's not smart because commonsensemedia.com said absolutely not for children. Basically, so many other comments that made you think, like, worst parent of the world if you take your kid to this. And then I get nice notes from our listeners that are like, It's we're taking our kids as long as if you have a kid that's okay with scary movies, then it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But this is next level scary. This is you might pass out. People are vomiting. Did you know people are vomiting?
By watching it or in the movie?
From watching it.
In the movie. That wouldn't be too bad. Right?
Yeah, they throw up.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, I still know Stand By Me eating the pie.
That's right.
No, not in the movie. Moviegoers.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's probably not the responsible thing for me to do.
Would you rather go to the movie or eat the little nitro gummy bear? If you had to pick. I still have it up here for some occasion. This is the little nitro gummy bear, hottest gummy bear in the whole wide world. And people are eating it and vomiting.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And passing out. Same thing the movie makes you do. Would you rather watch the movie or eat the gummy bear?
I mean, I'm seriously contemplating it, but I know how painful it was when I took the hottest shot in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like I wanted to die.
Movie it is. Okay, yeah. So let us know what you decide. No pressure. If you think you're her mom, don't forget
that.
If she takes her daughter, though, can she sit with her or do they have to sit
separately? They can sit together.
Yeah, we have to sit together.
Yeah, because
they have to sit separate.
Just saying. That was the rule to begin with.
Here's what I'll say, and we can end on this. Are you taking her because you need a companion?
No.
If you do take her, or are you taking her because she really wants to go?
I think that's what
it is. There's a difference, right? If you're taking her because you need somebody with you, don't take her. If you're taking her because you think she really wants to go and it'd be okay.
And I'd win mom points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can say, hey, remember that time I took you to that movie you really wanted to go to and I shouldn't have?
But you could always take her back. Like, watch it once for the show
and then, go sit with her a second time.
That is not happening.
Okay. So you don't know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Scary, but for real scary, parts of Florida that were hit hardest by Hurricane Ian are having a ton of infections from flesh-eating bacteria that lives in the floodwaters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you see this story?
Yeah. So it already existed, but because of the hurricane, it kind of spread everywhere.
Don't you know that under the ocean, there's probably like creatures. Not probably. There are creatures we've never even seen before.
For sure.
They're probably whole aliens and time machines down there.
Okay.
Yes, probably.
Both.
That's crazy that they can't get all the way down to the bottom of the ocean.
And you know what's down where you can't see?
Aliens.
Nobody knows. Could be anything. But it's like water, right? I mean, it exists already, but it just never came in enough. And now that it's in, they've seen 65 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections and 11 deaths.
That's so scary.
People are dying from this.
That's truly scary.
That is. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that it lives in warm seawater. It's a type of foodborne illness creating bacteria. And it needs salt to survive. That's why it's in salt water, obviously. And they say it's rare, but it's in now because of the floodwaters. But it's the first time it's ever been there because the flooding is so bad because of the hurricane. Anyway, we thinking about everybody down there. They're still you're still dealing with it, even though the news isn't down there making it a thing. So people are still giving to it. So they're still dealing with it every single day, and going, man, this still sucks. This is very hard for us. But we don't think about it if we're not there because it's not the news. It's not in the cycle. So we're thinking about you guys.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name's Bailey Zimmerman. So he's working just for an oil and gas company. And he sang on TikTok, never sang before, got 1 million views in a night and quit.
Wow.
Called and was like, I'm done, guys.
Wow. That's
so crazy.
Never sang before. He told me the only time he'd ever sang was on the basketball court. And he was like, yeah, I'll try. And he sang Luke Combs' Hurricane. But never sang. And he was like, dang, people think I can sing? And he came to Nashville and took a bunch of meetings. Didn't know who he's talking to, really, because he didn't know the difference in managers and labels. And who does until you... And he's like, I didn't really know what I was doing. And he just has blown up. I'm going to play a couple songs for you. This is called Rock in a Hard Place.
All this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place.
Jam. This one's called Fall in Love. His name is Bailey Zimmerman. He hadn't played any live shows because he hadn't sang a whole lot when I first met him. And I said, what's the hardest thing? He goes, you have to learn how to breathe. He says, the first show I ever did, I ran out. And I ran. I said, if I ever got on a show, I'm running across the catwalk, that big thing. And he goes, I sprinted out, and it was time to start singing. I was like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And so it just, I mean, I love this kid. And so here he is. He's got a record out today called Leave the Light On. It is Bailey Zimmerman. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Hey, Bailey, where are you right now?
I just got back from London. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you just got back to the States. How was London?
So sick. I got to see like double-decker buses and like these crazy old cabs and stuff. It was insane.
Dude, that's got to be wild for you because I know the first time I went over there, I was like, what is happening? I'm from a small town in Arkansas. I never thought I would see England. Are you feeling the same thing while you're over there? Like, I cannot believe I'm actually here.
It felt like you're in a movie. Like, everywhere you went was a movie. It felt like, you know, the alleyways? It feels like every alleyway is a new experience. Like, if I walk down there, there are so many things that could happen, you know?
What does your mom say about all this?
She cried. When I told her I was going to London, she cried.
Oh, wow.
Did your mom ever listen to our episode where we were talking about her?
Yes. She's like 15 times, yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the record because you're the real deal, dude. I mean, your song Fall in Love is, you know, getting close to top five now. I mean, it's crazy to watch kind of the rocket launch that is Bailey Zimmerman. You finally got eight songs that are out now. The new album's out, Leave the Light On. This is your first album. What are you trying to say with these songs?
Honestly, I wanted people to know that, like, I'm a real person and I go through the same things that, like, they do. You know, like, House on Fire and Trainwreck is, I have emotions as well. I'm not just this kid that makes music for the fun of it. This is how I express myself, you know, and I wanted to show people this is who I am and in 8 songs. This is me.
Do you feel because you got so famous so quick on TikTok and Instagram and the internet that people don't feel like you're a real person? That's a dumb question, but do you feel like they're like you're just like a character or an influencer?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, I've been dealing with a little lately where there's a lot of people that come on and they say like hateful things and they say things and it's like, hey, you got to realize I'm still human. Like, I still care about how you guys feel and I still have feelings as well. And it's not like I'm just this robot and like I'm just every day 12 and 6 post the same post. It's like I'm doing this to try to help people and I'm like express like myself as well, you know?
Yeah, I think you said it best. I mean, I think anybody that has a job where there's a platform involved and people see them, people start to think they're not real people and that they're bulletproof. And it sucks. It sucks sometimes when people are mean or say hateful things about what you look like, how you sound. No, I'm not talking about you, Bailey. Now I'm talking about me. Sometimes it sucks and it's hurtful. And I'm glad that you said that right there because it's a pretty vulnerable thing to say. What's been the coolest thing, though, about having this sudden, you know, ability to travel the country and travel the world and play music?
The people you impact and the stories you hear and the things that people go through in their lives and how each song helps them or what the song means to them. Gavin Lucas said it best to me. He said, you know, when people ask this one artist that Gavin loves, he would say, well, what does it mean to you? And that's what my favorite thing is to ask people. They're like, well, what do you mean by this and this song? I'm like, well, honestly, this means this to me, but what does it mean to you? And they'll be like, well, I went through this and this and that. And you learn about the most random people that you may not ever see again in your life, but I will always remember that. That's like my favorite part about all of it.
It's Bailey Zimmerman. His album's out today. It's called Leave the Light On. It's 8 tracks. Bailey, here's what I want to do because I know you're not here in town. But when you get back to town, and I've said this to you before, I want to get you up here, but I want you to bring your mom. So find out when she can be here too, and you come in and perform on the show, but I want her to come and sit in on the show as well. Do you think we can make that happen at some point?
Tell me the time and she's there.
We'll line it up. Hey, you're my guy, dude. I'm a massive fan of you. Congratulations on everything. And I know we're doing this on the phone, but I definitely wanted to talk about the album and get you on here. And let's figure out a time and get you up here. All right, man?
Yeah, dude, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
All right, Bailey. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Much love, Mr. Bobby.
All right, see you, Bailey.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Glendalen, Pennsylvania. A man walked into a bank, had a note in his hand, handed it to the teller, said, "Give me all the money." So they put a bunch of money in the bag, and he left. Only problem is he wore the same shirt as he did in his driver's license photo, so when they ran the picture through the database...
Same clothes.
Matched it perfectly.
Well, you can tell it's not an Instagram influencer. They never wear the same clothes twice.
No, never.
So he would have not. He would have worn them once and then traded them in or burned them or sold them or something. So... You know, that also shows you he probably went to rob last minute. Like, he probably just felt like he needed it and didn't have a big plan.
Yeah, didn't cover his face, didn't cover anything.
Or maybe he's walking by, he's like, you know what would be fun to do today? Rob?
Yeah, why not?
Like, that looks fun. All right, is that it?
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Lunchbox wants to start a feud with another country star. Do we want to let him or no?
Depends who it is, right?
Well, I'm a friend of this person.
Oh, no.
I mean,
and I feel like he starts feuds just to get free stuff.
Yeah.
Because he did it with Chris Jansen, and then he got like a $300 gift card.
I think it was $250 to Ruth Chris.
Did you ever use it?
Not yet.
Oh.
He was special occasion.
All that, and he hasn't used it?
It was a stupid feud that had no... Lunchbox didn't even have a point, but Chris Jansen's like, I just want to end it. Here's a gift card to Ruth Chris, and he's like, no feud. So now he wants to start a feud with Luke Bryan.
Oh, that's a big dog right there.
Well, you want to know why I'm starting a feud with Luke Bryan? Is because he sent boxes of Jockey outdoor, you know, whatever, to the studio. And I'm like, oh, great. He sent us all Jockey, you know, gear.
They were big boxes.
Big boxes,
him
huge.
And his wife are Jockey ambassadors. They do the commercials, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, great. And I go and I look over there and say, Bobby Bones. I'm like, okay, that's not my box. Next one, Caitlin. Huh? She doesn't work here.
That's my
next.
Wife. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Abby. Huh?
Yeah, works in there. Yeah.
Okay. Next. Lauren. Huh? That's
Lauren,
it.
Lauren.
Lauren that works in the other room that does, I don't know what she does. She sits in front of a computer.
She's probably our newest person.
Yeah, she's
here.
Been here for about a week and
she's
hangs
been here
out.
Longer than a week, but okay.
I mean, she hangs out. I don't even know what she does, really. And that's it. And I'm like, hello, pecking order. Hello, Luke Bryan. Did you forget about me? How did you leave me off the list? I mean, not even Amy, not even Morgan number two.
He's trying to get people roped in now to be on the side.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Lauren and
I have no
Abby?
Idea how people's names get on the list.
Exactly. And so until he has made that, remedied the situation, we are boycotting Luke Bryan. He is banned
from
the show.
No, we aren't. We aren't. I'm not.
I'm not. And yeah, I'm I didn't get a package
Amy,
either.
Amy, you got disrespected like majorly here.
Hey, Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
Do you know why the boxes came to who they came to?
You know, I don't know, because the same person who sends those normally sends them to everyone, or at least the in lunchboxes speak, the pecking order.
Uh-huh.
And this time it was a little shocking that it didn't go to where it normally goes. So
How do they even know Lauren
like
works
with
them
here?
On that. I don't want to say we should boycott an artist over it, but I am with him. That is a little fishy.
Who's the con? How do they know Lauren?
Exactly.
That's what I'm also speechless.
I like Lauren a lot. I think
so
she's,
do I, but
I think
it's
she's
like,
got
what?
A bright future here, but...
huh?
I don't think you know her unless you know her. Like, she hasn't been on the air or anything.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty... That's weird.
Yeah, so boycott.
No,
boycott.
We're not boycotting.
Boycott.
I would bet Luke had nothing to do with it himself.
Like,
I
totally
guess what?
Nothing.
You would attach your names to something, you're responsible.
Mm. Okay.
Because it says Luke Bryan on there.
It does.
Yeah, exactly,
sure.
So...
I don't understand. I think that's a good thing to investigate, though. Like, why Abby and or even Caitlin? Yeah. I know why, Caitlin, because they're doing me, and they have a women's brand. They probably want us both there.
Yeah, because Caroline wears all the Jockey stuff, and it's nice.
And we know them.
Yeah.
So...
Luke the loser! Luke
what?
The loser!
Loser?
Luke
that's not,
the loser!
That's not going to get picked up. We're not going to start yelling that one, are we, guys?
No. I could care less.
Now, Amy,
I mean...
Amy!
What?
They left you off. You're mad.
No,
he's trying to recruit
I'm
people
really
to the
not.
Army.
He's trying to get her mad.
Yeah, okay, so we're not going to boycott Luke, but we are going to figure out... How they knew Lauren.
Yeah, I'll find out and I'll get you an answer.
That's funny.
What's a good slogan we can use?
Let's find out.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Have a good weekend. Anything like that.
Leave Luke out. Leave Luke out.
All right, thank you. And that's all. Have a great weekend. There's an episode of 25 Whistles up today, our football show. I hope you check it out. Amy's got four things. Sore Losers have a show up today. There's a lot of podcasts for your weekend, so hopefully you check it out. Go to BobbyBones.com too. You can see all of our podcasts if you're looking for something to listen to this weekend. Hope you have an awesome one. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
This is The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.